Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Sacramento Kings. Minnesota comes in with a record of 38-37. Sacramento was 45-29 on the year. Over their last 10, Minnesota is 5-5 and has won 3 in a row, while Sacramento over that span, 7-3, has won 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Minnesota averages 115.8 per game and surrenders 116.1, while Sacramento scores 121.1 and surrenders 118.5. Turnovers 14.9 per game by the Timberwolves, 13.4 by the Kings. Minnesota is 49.2% from the field, 49.7% for Sacramento. Kings 37.4% from long range, Timberwolves 36.1%. Free throw shooting 76.1% for Minnesota, 79.4% for Sacramento. And the Kings get 37.4 points per game on average from their second squad, while Minnesota gets 35.2 per game from its bench. This will be the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Timberwolves won 2 of the first 3 games. They are the road team here. De'Aaron Fox is day-to-day for Sacramento, and Minnesota has no one on their injury report, so that's interesting. We'll see how it plays out, and I'm going to go ahead and say Sacramento finds a way to win this one at home. I still just believe that they're a better team, even though they've lost 2 of the first 3. I just think that they're a better team, and they're at home. I like the Kings in this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Sacramento and Minnesota coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Sacramento Kings. The lines are currently open in the favor of the Sacramento Kings at home, sitting at 5.5 in the spread with the over-under of 239.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Minnesota right now is just sitting outside the top 10 right now, currently ranked 11th overall, averaging 116.1, while the Kings, on the other hand, are the best team when it comes to points per game. They're the best offensive team overall, currently ranked number 1 right now, averaging 121.1. Now, the Kings, their Achilles heel right now is their defense. They give up a lot of points overall, currently ranked 26th overall, allowing and averaging 116.5. While Minnesota right now is at the bottom tier 2, they allow an average around 116.3. Now look, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under in this game. And honestly, I would switch that and I would take the over. And the reason why, you got to look at what's trending. The last 5 games, the over's been favored 5-0. Last 5 times they played in Sacramento. So I'll probably lean and take the over in this game. It's going to be kind of tough right now because we don't even know the status right now on Minnesota side. Like right now, Karl Anthony Towns right now, he did play last time, but now he's still questionable to play in this game right now. He's probable for this game. And Anthony Edwards, though, has been upgraded to probable for the game. Now, if you get those two back, that's definitely going to increase the scoring aspect for this game. So I'm going to lean that maybe these two will probably play. And if they do, great. That's going to help out. But with that being said, I would probably lean toward De'Aaron Fox on the points right now. It's sitting at 26.5. Look, the last 3 games he's been averaging against Minnesota is 28.7. So I would definitely lean and go for the over on the points for De'Aaron Fox in this game. Another play I'm liking on the rebounding numbers right now is Sabonis right now. It's sitting at 12.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Look, I know this man's been averaging around 12.3 in his 3 games against Minnesota. Look at his last 10, though. He's been averaging 13.4. I expect those type of numbers against Minnesota, so I would definitely lean and take the over on the rebounding numbers for Sabonis. Now, when it comes to his overall spread, you know what? I think this is a little bit too high. I expect a little bit closer game in this one, and I like what's trending of late. Minnesota right now has been 6-2 against the spread in their last 9 meetings overall. So I'll probably lean towards Minnesota in the spread here, but I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Sacramento Kings. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.